Welcome to Faith Now at Daybreak Devotionals, Energy for Your Day with Pam Kumpe. Have your words ever been taken out of context? What about the Bible? Ever known someone to grab a scripture and twist it to fit his or her needs? Have you done it yourself? We should always read the before scriptures and the after scriptures in efforts to understand the true meaning of God's word. Like Matthew 15:21-28. With a quick read, those scriptures seem like Jesus considered other people, those other than the Jewish descent, to be dogs. So, taken out of context, Jesus looked like he didn't care for the feelings of this Gentile or Canaanite woman. But let's look at them together. When Jesus then left Galilee, he went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." Now right away, I noticed she appealed to his Jewish roots. Let's move on. The woman said, "For my daughter has a demon in her, and it is severely tormenting her." But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to leave," they said. "She is bothering us with all her begging." Then he said to the woman, "I was sent only to help the people of Israel, God's lost sheep, not the Gentiles." Now, if you stop right there, it sounds like Jesus is leaving her out. But do not stop. Get the entire meaning by moving on, because that did not stop her. She moved on. She came and worshipped him and pleaded again, "Lord, help me." He responded with, "Isn't it right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs?" She replied, "Yes, Lord, but even dogs are permitted to eat crumbs that fall beneath their master's table." Jesus said to her, "Woman, your faith is great. Your request is granted." And her daughter was instantly healed. So, this woman was an outsider. She pushed through and did not give up on her request. She did not become complacent, as we sometimes do in coming to the Lord, but rather, she pleaded and pleaded. And what appeared like Jesus refusing to answer her at first glance, it seems like he was saying that what he had was only for the Jews. But this is not the case. Do we cry out for Jesus' mercy as undeserving people in dire need of a Savior's love? This woman wouldn't be turned away. She did not deserve his mercy, but needed it. Yes, needed it more than anything. If she couldn't get the bread, she would take the crumbs, which is enough. Enough! She knew the crumbs he could give, that life, his life, was what she needed. So how bad do you desire to hear from God? Are you relentless in your pursuits? If you do not hear from God by bedtime tonight, will you let up on the prayers? Or are you looking for the crumbs, the little pieces of him in your day, your activities, and in your life? The Canaanite woman is a symbol for me. I have no natural claim upon God's favor, and yet his gift stands for the free, unmerited grace he gives. And yes, miracles are signs. They show God's power to rebuke demons, like that of the Canaanite woman's daughter. And of course, the best miracle of all is Jesus himself. My advice is to keep on asking. Don't let up. Look for his favor, his direction, and his answer. Sometimes it might come in the form of a miracle or a new way of approaching a situation. But always, his ways are higher than ours. His pause might be the way he gets us focused on him. I know I'll take any crumb he throws my way, because it will always be enough. Thank you for joining me at Daybreak Devotionals. May God's Word show you his love. Until next time, this is Pam Kumpe coming to you from New Boston, Texas. Remember, let's put our hope in the Lord.